Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, providing professional commercial real estate services. Visit AppalachianCRE.com.
King Street and downtown Boone have long been known for an eclectic combination of retail shops, restaurants, busking musicians, and street vendors. A recently adopted policy by the Boone Town Council for street vendors will bring some changes to where and what activity is permitted on downtown streets and sidewalks. We highlight these changes, what they mean, and how vendors can secure the right to participate in this vibrant community marketplace. Hello and welcome into another installment of the Mind Your Business podcast series, presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. I am David Jackson, President and CEO of the Chamber. Our show brought to you each week by our friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate and Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. Very topical conversation today as we discuss this new vendor policy in effect for downtown Boone. Just passed by Boone Town Council yesterday as we record here this morning on the 13th of July. The ink barely dry on this action. It came after numerous conversations that have been spearheaded mostly by the Downtown Boone Development Association. There's also been discussion with vendors and business owners and customers even of the downtown area. So to tell us what this policy includes and how it will be enforced, and really more importantly, how people can become registered to participate as a downtown vendor, we are going to bring in Lane Moody to this week's podcast. She is the Director of Downtown Development for the Town of Boone and the point person for the DBDA on this particular policy project. For those of you that are members of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, in this week's chamber report, we will pass along some of the additional written details of the policy and how they will be implemented. Lane is going to be referencing many of those in our conversation, but you'll have that in front of your face to look at alongside or after the fact. And also contact information as to how to get in touch with the town if you've got further questions. The important thing here is to get the facts directly from the source, so vendors, downtown businesses, and those customers in the downtown area know exactly what to expect and when to expect these changes. So we'll have Lane Moody with you here in just a moment. First things first, our podcast brought to you each week, like I mentioned, by our good friends at Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. They provide professional commercial real estate services right here in the Boone area, sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. Hey, if you're ready to graduate from street vending into a physical location, the place to check out Appalachian Commercial Real Estate. Visit them online at AppalachianCRE.com. Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, one of our big supporters of the Watauga Leadership Institute. And just a subtle reminder, our fall cohort of Watauga Leadership Development getting ready to get started August 23rd. We have just 7 seats remaining as of today, so more than half of this class is already full. To see more details about the course, including dates, times, the curriculum, visit boonechamber.com. Right there on the front page, we've got an article in our big rotator up there about the Watauga Leadership Development Cohort. It's got a link to the course outline and all of the pertinent information so you can assess whether the fall is right for you and if this is the right course for you. We will be offering our traditional Watauga Leadership Challenge and another cohort of Watauga Leadership Development again in the spring. That looks like a late January start date and wrapped up by the end of April. This time around, we'll start in late August and have you wrapped up by Thanksgiving. Again, a limited number of seats. We're down to just a little bit more than a handful. This is a perfect leadership class for those have ascended to for those who have ascended to leadership positions, and they want to spark some more thought about what's most important to them when it comes to leadership style, core values, certain defined strengths, and ultimately how you're going to use those skills leading your business and those that make up your business. So check out Watauga Leadership Development online at boonechamber.com. And if you're going to register, better do it now, because when those seats are gone, they are gone. Another great supporter of the Watauga Leadership Institute over the years has been Appalachian Regional Healthcare System. That Schaefer Family Patient Care Tower, now officially opened at Watauga Medical Center, fulfilling Appalachian Regional Healthcare System's commitment to providing exceptional healthcare for the High Country region. That patient care tower designed specifically to improve Patient flow, safety, privacy, all cornerstones of healthcare excellence in the 21st century. The emergency department, imaging, diagnostic, surgery suites, all located within close proximity to ensure time-saving and efficient care continuity. Appalachian Regional Healthcare System, proud to be your healthcare home right here in the High Country. All right, so again, topical conversation, let's get into it. Street vending policy, new ordinance in effect. It will be implemented over the course of the next couple of weeks, and we've got all the details from Lane Moody, the Downtown Development Coordinator for the Town of Boone, our guest on this week's Mind Your Business.
Mind Your Business, brought to you by Appalachian Commercial Real Estate, offering sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services. Visit appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson back with you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce. As we discussed before the break, a very timely episode of the program as yesterday, as we record this on the 13th of July, on the 12th of July, Boone Town Council in their meeting approved a new ordinance regarding street vending in downtown Boone. And to give us the exact from the source details of this conversation, we go right to the source, the Downtown Development Coordinator for the Town of Boone, Lane Moody, back in that job and back on the case, so to speak, as we talk about some changes to how street vending will look in the downtown area. So first of all, Lane, welcome back to your role. It's great to see you working with Downtown Boone once again, and welcome into Mind Your Business once again.
Well, thank you, David. I am so excited to be back in the saddle, and boy, did I hit the ground running.
I was about to say, yeah, talk about a project right out of the gate. So you were back on the job for the town for about 15 minutes before this particular issue came across your desk. Certainly, there's been a lot of conversation for the last several months about street vending, that activity, where it's permissible, how people can stay safe in terms of the public nature of people being out on the sidewalk. And these are public sidewalks on the U.S. highway. There's a lot of activity that goes on in downtown Boone. So I'm sure that there are a number of factors that came in to this ordinance. I guess to start with it first, where did the conversation first originate that led to the steps that ultimately saw what yesterday's action was?
So it was a couple of months ago. And some might even argue that it was maybe a year or more ago that there was a notice that there was an uptick in street vending in downtown Boone. So the conversation began in the DBTA, and there was a variety of different reasons that it was brought up. Of course, first, there were some safety issues with one of the spaces having driveways on both sides of it. And sometimes people that were looking at the items would be standing, unknowingly standing in a driveway. And so that was an issue. And then there were times when there were some mobility issues where the sidewalks were being blocked. And so we asked that 4 feet of sidewalk be maintained, and that wasn't necessarily the case all the time. And then vendor spacing was discussed, and then that direct competition. So there was a variety of different factors. Of course, the utmost importance was that safety issue. But
a subject that I think all parties involved wanted to make sure was handled discreetly and directly, because one of the things that Boone is known for is that busking culture of musicians playing and people setting up those sidewalk tables and having that kind of atmosphere. So while wanting to make sure safety and some of those other factors that you brought into that discussion were maintained, there's also the integrity of what downtown Boone is. So what were some of the steps that the town took to make sure they got feedback on all of those areas so an ordinance was reflective of a welcoming environment while also taking into account some of the safety and other things that you just mentioned?
Well, I will clarify that busking is not this new ordinance will not regulate busking. So those beloved street performers will still be out there. The conversation started, of course, in the DBDA, and then there was a variety of different opportunities that were folded in for people to be able to bring their input. We had numerous meetings over the last 2 months. We had one meeting that was almost entirely made up of input from our street vendors. And then, of course, DBDA discussed and the input that they were getting, whether it was during the meeting or if people were pulling them aside at other places. And then we had another formal input session where we requested that the downtown businesses, vendors, anybody who had input to bring it to us. And so there was lots of opportunity and lots of opinions that were brought into consideration when drafting the policy or the ordinance.
Lane Moody joining us from the town of Boone. She's a downtown development coordinator joining us here on Mind Your Business, talking about this new street vending policy that will soon go into effect in downtown Boone. We'll get to those details here in just a minute and a lot more about what is actually in the ordinance. Going back to some of that massaging, if you will, from some of the input sessions, could you give us a sense of maybe some of the things that did change over time based on the feedback, maybe some of those pieces that were brought in from vendors, downtown businesses that ultimately became a discussion point that went into the final version of this and how that process of conversation led to what substantively became the ordinance?
Well, before this, really the only guidelines that we had for vending in downtown Boone was really you have to leave open 4 feet of space on the sidewalk. There are some pretty significant changes here. And so as a part of the discussion, of course, the safety issue taken into consideration, we've moved all of our street vending will now happen in 5 vendor spaces in front of the post office. In addition, we also added in that there will be a yearly permit fee of $100 per year. And then we also put some parameters around the merchandise that is being sold. And then in addition to that permit fee, obviously, there will be a permit that is required to be displayed at all times. But I think those are the vending spaces in front of the post office, the fact that the permit and the cost associated with that, and then that certain merchandise is prohibited. Those are the probably 3 biggest changes that came out of this discussion.
Lane Moody joining us from the town of Boone, the downtown development coordinator, talking about the new street vending policy that was put into place just yesterday. Lane, I think the first question on many people's minds, especially when you see policy and ordinances drafted, when will this go into effect?
So this will go into effect 15 days from town council approval. So 15 days from yesterday. And then, of course, we're going to work on communication. I won't say a grace period, but I feel like if we've got somebody new, we're going to work with them and make sure that they understand. And I do want to back up just for a minute and kind of speak to that conversation that was happening. And a lot of the goals that kept coming up through the discussion was that there were parameters needed for vending in downtown, but we wanted to approach it with the least amount of regulation as possible, and then put some flexibility in that language to make sure that we can address it in the future if there's any issues that come up, and so that we can kind of be nimble with making this productive for everybody.
And we'll talk about some of those individual situations coming up here. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll get into some of the details of the actual ordinance and what it says, what was approved by town council that you hear now will be into effect 14 days from now, as a matter of fact. And we'll get into some of those kind of nuanced questions, because I know, like me, you're sitting out there going, well, what about? We'll ask some whatabouts and see if we can get some clarification on that. Lane Moody joining us from the town of Boone. We will continue this conversation here on Mind Your Business, presentation of the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM.
Appalachian Commercial Real Estate provides professional commercial real estate services in the Boone area. They provide sales, leasing, consulting, and appraisal services to owners and users of commercial real estate. For more information, go to their website at appalachiancre.com.
Welcome back to Mind Your Business on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. David Jackson joining you from the Boone Area Chamber of Commerce, visiting with Lane Moody, the downtown development coordinator for the town of Boone, talking about this new street vending policy that was approved by town council yesterday. It will take effect in 14 days. There was a 15-day period from the time that town council adopted this policy to its implementation. And as Lane mentioned a moment ago, there'll be quite a bit of communication about that and working with people to make sure that they understand the parameters of said ordinance. So why don't we jump right into there and ask you simply, Lane, What's in this ordinance, and what are some of those talking points that have now been massaged out and approved by town council?
So I think the highlights to hit are you're going to need a permit. So you're going to need to come and visit with me for a few minutes. We're going to get some information from you, and we'll put out what exactly is required of that. A lot of it's just going to be basic contact information. And depending on the nature of the business, if there's any additional paperwork needed from the Department of Agriculture or the Watauga County Health Department, then there will also be a permit fee associated with that of $100. And then I feel like we'll get a lot of questions, and I'll ask for people to bear with us as we work through some of this, but there is certain merchandise that's going to be prohibited as a part of the vendor policy. And that one, we really tried to dial that in, and it was hard during that discussion. And so that's why I kind of asked for patience, because I feel like really one of the goals of this ordinance is to avoid sales in the nature of flea sales or the yard sales that were going on downtown. We really want to focus on supporting our local artists and supporting their craft, and thought that that would be the best route to go instead of those kind of flea market type sales. And so in addition to that, vendors cannot cook food or otherwise prepare food using a heat source at a vending stand. So this is not going to touch food trucks. This is going to touch vending stands. So those are probably the highlights right there.
Well, and I know you mentioned the health department in there. That speaks back to existing regulation about preparing food. I mean, that gets into some state governance, even when you get right down to it. Going back into the conversation around flea sales, yard sales, when you were looking at that language, what were you hoping to try to define within that versus these are antiques? You know, what are some of the subtle differences there?
Yes. So instead of antiques, we used the word vintage. And so we wanted to say that we appreciate vintage, but we talked about that vendors would not be able to sell secondhand or used clothing, personal effects, home furnishings, or similar used merchandise. Again, really wanting to focus on people's craft and their art. So it's not the intention of the subsection to prohibit sales of true vintage items. And so we'll just have to just talk with the artists and see what they've got. And again, we'll just ask for patience as we work through some of the pieces of this.
You know, one of the things that you said earlier, Lane, was that this was going to send this activity into some certain areas of downtown. Can you talk more about that? What are the defined areas where street vending will be able to occur?
So it will happen on the sidewalk in front of the post office. And could you ask for a more beautiful backdrop? So having the post office that is on the National Register of Historic Places, I think is beautiful. And so we've identified 5 vending spaces that we will let people use as long as they've got a permit, it will be done on a first come, first serve basis. And again, we recognize that there might be some issues that come up with that, and we can revisit it in a few months and see where we land.
Yeah. Well, will that be something that would need to be scheduled through your office, or is that a space is open and I can just go in there until I decide to leave it? Or are there hours parameters on when you want that activity to occur?
So we do have a carve out for special events. So that's kind of a whole different conversation. But like I said, kind of the goal of this was to have some parameters with the least amount of regulation possible. And that's how we were going to start. So we're not going to schedule anybody there. It's just here are the spaces. They're going to be on a first come, first serve basis. If issues come up with that, we've got some flexibility in the language that if we need to dial that in a little bit more, we can. But right now, first come, first serve.
Lane Moody joining us from the town of Boone, the downtown development coordinator, talking about the new street vending policy that will take effect in about 2 weeks downtown. And we'll give you contact information and a place to take some of your more direct questions. I've got a few of those situations, though, Lane, that maybe we can knock some of that traffic out of your email inbox a little bit. For businesses that set up outside their shop, you know, you think about Mass General Store usually has a rack outside, especially at the higher traffic times. There are other businesses up and down King Street that will do that as well. Just bring something outside, maybe as the enticement to go inside. How does that work into this policy, or is that its own separate permissible use?
So there are already regulations in place. I want to think it's in Chapter 96 of Town Code of Ordinance that addresses what the business owners can do as far as sidewalk sales. So they've already got their own set of rules. So this vendor policy will not address any of that, because the businesses are already have their own set of regulations. Yeah,
that's an important point to bring up, is that this does not supersede any kind of current regulation in that regard. And then I think you addressed this a little bit ago. Food trucks not necessarily governed by this, but we've seen the presence of food carts and things along those lines. Where is that line of difference between who is allowed and who's not when it comes to food? And take the health department part out of this for a second, but just who can set up?
Yeah, so this does not touch food trucks in the slightest. So this is really just those food carts that you've seen downtown, and it does prohibit cooking at the space. It's going to regulate the ice cream and kind of the slushy, some of those food carts, the lemonade that you've seen downtown.
Excellent information. And again, if you're a Boone Area Chamber of Commerce member, in your chamber report on Thursday, you will see a link to a document that details a lot of this information. Of course, as Lane has mentioned, the town will be communicating this to all interested parties, businesses, those vendors currently operating in the downtown area. And again, I think the goal of this is to bring some parameters around what is a celebrated aspect of the downtown culture, while making sure that people understand what's possible, what's not possible, and factor safety into that. Did I hit all of the right things, or were there any other last parts that you want to make sure that people feel and see evidence of as this ordinance has come together?
No, I think it's been a great process. I think it's been a really thoughtful dialogue that has been acknowledging of the businesses downtown and the role that they play, as well as kind of that ambiance that our downtown vendors also provide. And we recognize their role, and we want to support them and make sure that it's in a safe space that's helpful for them. And we keep kind of our downtown Boone funky personality with our cool artists and make sure that we're supporting them. And so I'm excited. I'm proud of the work product and all the people that took the time to come and bring their information. And so I think this is a good ordinance, and I'm excited to move it forward. And we're going to continue to check in and kind of do a temperature check as we move along. And I'm excited to get it out there and ask people to be patient. And if they've got any questions, bring them on.
Well, and we'll leave with that opportunity for you to let folks know where they can get that. I do want to say first, though, I appreciate your willingness to jump on so quickly. The ink is barely dry on this ordinance, and we contacted Lane, and she said, yes, let's go ahead and talk about this. So appreciate your willingness to get out in front of this as quickly as possible to make sure that, again, people are hearing from the direct source, from the town, what is in this. Not Facebook, not any other kinds of information spreaders. This is exactly what's in it. And again, the document that's linked in your chamber email will get more into those specifics. So, Lane, if people still do have questions, they want to talk about a specific nuance situation that may kind of fall in between the cracks here, what's the best way for folks to get in contact with you to get those questions answered?
So feel free to give me a call. My direct line is 828-268-6283. Or shoot me an email, lane.moody@townofboone.net. Bring on all the questions. I just ask for patience as we work through this, acknowledging that it is a brand new ordinance and a permitting process. And so there's probably going to be some things that we need to work out as we move forward, and we're excited for it.
Excellent. Well, thank you very much for the time again, Lane, and best of luck with the implementation of this. And we'll look forward to continuing to help message this change as it comes into effect here in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Well, thank you, David. I appreciate you giving us the sounding box to get the information out and make sure people are getting correct information and moving it forward.
Excellent. That's Lane Moody from the Town of Boone, the Downtown Development Coordinator. And that does it for this installment of Mind Your Business. We are right back with you again, same time, same place next week, right here on AM 1450 WATA and 96.5 FM. Good morning.